I thought we were doing the tafsir of those verses of Surah Ar-Ra'd. We will do that tonight, but since, as I said, inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala wills, will be proceedings. So then I decided to read this Naat Sharif, because it's a lesson for everybody. It's not only for those that are going to Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif. Like what I was discussing now, is it only for the first people going to Madinah Sharif? Whatever I discussed now in the past 10-15 minutes, is it only for the people going to Madinah Sharif, or is it for every Muslim and Mu'min? Is he talking about people going to Madinah Sharif, or is he saying Mu'min jo fida naqshe ka fepaye nabi ho? The Mu'min, the Musalman, the believers around the globe, the Mu'minun, whosoever will be obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and especially all the Muslims of the majority, then those empires, how they crumbled and came to the feet of the Muslims in those days. وَعَاجَبِ زَيْرِ قَدَمْ عَالَمْكَ قَزِينَ. Under our feet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will put the khazina of the alam. All the world and its treasures will come under the feet. And as I explained, that it is not some fairy tale or some story that we are talking about, a proven thing. It's a proven thing. گر سنت نبوی کی کرے پیروی امت طوفان سے نکل جائے گا پھر اس کا سفینہ گر سنت نبوی کی کرے پیروی امت طوفان سے نکل جائے گا پھر اس کا سفینہ. This is a waaz, it's nasihat. Gar sunnate nabawi ki kare pairvi ummat, tufaan se nikal jayega phir uska safina. As I explained to you, that safina was like that, it means a ship, a boat, but here it was that ship that transports all the passengers from Bombay to Jeddah. The name of that ship of the Hujjaj is Safina. So he says, even if that comes into a storm, how it has to be piloted out, needs a captain to take it off the storms. So he says, Kar sunnate nabawi ki pairavi kare ummat. That if the ummat has to make amal on the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, not only the sunnat of miswak, and the sunnat of surma, and the sunnat of eating sweets, halwa, sunnats in our marriages, sunnats in our walimas, sunnats in our business deals, sunnats in our namazes, sunnats in every aspect of our life. How did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam conduct himself? Now if we have to bring that into our lives, tufaan se nikal jayega phir uska safina. At present, the ummat, the ship of the ummat, is being lashed by storms from all sides, as you hear in that Naat Sharif which we read normally. So if the person is to follow the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, shikasta kashti hai tez dara, nazar se rooposh hai kinara. That is the condition of the womb. It is being lashed from all sides, and we can't even see the shore, and we don't even have a captain. So he said, Gar sunnate nabawi ki kare pairavi ummat, tufaan se nikal jayega phir uska safina. Allah Ta'ala will take that safina out, that ship will come out of that storm. It will take the passengers to safety. They will anchor on the shore. At the docks they will anchor. ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ مومن جو فدا نقش کف پائے نبی ہو ہو زیر قدم آج بھی عالم کا خزینہ گر سنت نبوی کی کرے پیروی امت तूफान से निकल जाएगा फिर उसका सफीना। पैरवी फॉलो दिस नबी अलैहिस्सलाम टीचिंग। ये दौलत ईमान जो मिली सारे जहां को, ये दौलत ईमान जो मिली सारे जहां को, फैजान मदीना है ये फैजान मदीना। ये दौलत ईमान जो मिली सारे जहां को, फैजान मदीना है ये फैजान मदीना। ये दौलत ईमान जो मिली सारे जहां को, फ्रॉम वेयर डिड इट गो, फ्रॉम वेयर डिड इट स्प्रेड, इस्लाम फ्रॉम वेयर डिड इट स्प्रेड, इट स्प्रेड फ्रॉम मदीना शरीफ। Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took all the taklif, all the difficulties, all the hardship, all the pain, all the suffering. They didn't allow him any kind of rest. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his whole life is a life of struggle, sacrifice. We are enjoying peace and rest and everything else because of the sacrifices that they made. Madina Sharif gives you the history. After he made hijrat and came away to Medina Tayyiba, did the kuffar, mushrikeen, yahud, nasara leave him in peace? Even more enmity, even more planning and plotting and scheming against him and the ummah. We will do this to them and we'll do that to them and we'll crush them and we'll finish them up and we'll destroy them. Therefore confederation, conglomeration, all kinds of associations were formed so that everybody can attack with a united front the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. But look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's help and nusrat. So therefore in every age and every time there will be opposition. We cannot say there must be no opposition to Islam. There will be opposition. There will be opposition to Haqq. There will be opposition to the awliya-i-kiram. There must be. Allah Ta'ala says, we created that opposition. But it is through that opposition that Allah Ta'ala raises them. He shows their akhlaq. That no matter what kind of plotting and planning and harm and injury and hurt and criticism and all anybody may make, but Allah Wallahs, they just say, we make them maaf, finish. Yes, they look into the criticism. If there is any truth in it, then they put themselves. Otherwise, they say, we make them maaf. But sometimes for their benefit, they say, that you must be very, very careful. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's intiqam and his revenge, sometimes even if the wali of Allah ta'ala makes maaf, but Allah ta'ala takes intiqam. Now we are not in that category and caliber, but I'm talking about those who are real walis of Allah ta'ala. So awliya-i kiram, we must be very careful because it's an ultimatum of battle with Allah ta'ala. Everyone can make a mistake, anybody can make a slip. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions, what harm were they causing anybody? There was nobody that had better akhlaq than the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Not like our time, little things, our fuses blow and we want to enter into battle and war and fight and argument and quarrel and shouting and screaming. There is not a Muslim.